The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Time to look at the weekend's sport, but also maybe to look at last night's results as well. We're joined by Kathleen McNamee from Off the Ball. It doesn't look like that big day in the Aviva Liverpool v West Ham in the Europa final is likely to unfold.
No, I'd say there's a few hoteliers wringing their hands this morning after last night's result, a 3-0 loss at home to Atalanta for Liverpool in what was a sensational game when you consider how Liverpool have performed in the past. I couldn't believe my eyes when I was watching it. I genuinely thought when they went 2-0 down that that was the moment that they were going to come back into the game and at least get something and just give themselves a bit of a foothold for next week when they have to travel to Italy. But there was absolutely nothing on display. Klopp said afterwards that he felt like some of his players were taken aback by Atalanta and how they turned up. Complacency isn't something I would normally associate with this Liverpool team, but they also just looked wrecked. And Van Dijk said that as well. So
they need four goals to get to the Aviva. Anyway, West Ham 2-0 against them with Leverkusen. So it doesn't look like, on the face of it, it is going to happen. Let's look forward to some of the set pieces for the weekend. Let's talk rugby first. Raj, single-handedly against Leinster.
Yes, I'd say if he could take to the pitch and do it all himself tomorrow, he would be quite happy to do so. Nearly a sellout in the Aviva, 50,000 tickets gone this morning. It's just been Rog talk all week in Cork, it seems. La Rochelle having a great time down there. It's a great rivalry. Despite the fact Leinster have yet to beat them in the last couple of years, it's just developed into one of the great Irish sporting tales, even though it involves a French side. We were chatting to Anna Capeless, who plays with La Rochelle women, this morning on the show, and she was saying it hasn't made a rustle over in France yet. So all the build-up is coming from here.
Leinster, did they not beat La Rochelle earlier in the competition? I think they did. Anyway.
In the kind of big games and the fact that they haven't managed to beat them in the ones that where it really matters.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anyway, it's going to be something to savour. Women's rugby, we have to beware. Are we heading for the wooden spoon?
Potentially. The last game against Italy 2 weeks ago was a better performance from Ireland, but frustrating not getting that final try. Some big names returning tomorrow for the Wales game. That kicks off at 4:45. Adele McMahon is back, the co-captain. And the big name that's on the bench is Cliona Maloney, returning after a couple of years of being out. So she's playing at a high level over in England and should provide us with that little bit of experience off the bench, which I think this side needs because they are relatively young and inexperienced at the moment.
Now, we have all eyes on the Masters at the moment. Rory is six off the pace, off the lead at any rate. They're, you know, a lot of them bunched up around level par or one under or whatever. It's by no means over, but DeChambeau really went off on a streak.
Yeah, he did. And it was interesting listening to McIlroy talking about his round yesterday because it's actually his best opening round at Augusta since 2018. And he didn't know that himself. And he said that it's actually embarrassing if it is. It's good, but it's embarrassing. It'll be interesting to see what DeChambeau can do. A lot of people are thinking Scottie Scheffler is the man to
be watching. Yeah, but DeChambeau had boasted a couple of years ago that 67 at Augusta was his par, not 72, whatever it is. And he shot 65 yesterday. He did two better than his own assessment of par for him on that course. So
he's on form for the weekend. Hopefully
anyway,
the weather can hold up for them.
We will keep our fingers crossed for all of that. I noticed during the week, and I'm sure you followed this, that Vera Pauw had a bit of a go at Eileen Gleeson. To paraphrase, she said when Dial Caldwell's made the remark she did about Vera Pauw, that if Vera Pauw had been running the show and someone said that about a previous coach, that player would be told to pack their bags.
Yeah, it was an explosive interview from Richie Sadler about Vera Pauw. She hadn't spoken since she left the team 7 months ago. I think Vera wanted to say her piece about a couple of people. You know, she said that about Eileen Gleeson. She said a couple of things about Diane. She also called out Katie McCabe for not thanking her in her speech after the World Cup. She said she didn't get a lot of enjoyment out of the World Cup. The only things that she enjoyed were being there with her husband and her friend and going for runs in the morning. So it was obvious that she's had quite a difficult time since she left the team and wanted to tell her side of the story. It's it's annoying that this is all being brought up again, I suppose, because even though she insisted it would come out after the international break, it's also going to be the first thing that the team are asked about when they go into camp for the Sweden game, which is on the 31st of May. So it's not that far away.
Yeah, but also, I mean, when you look at the performances that we had, although the French score 1-0 seemed to flatter Ireland, definitely did flatter Ireland. They made a bit of a maybe a comeback towards the end of the game. They were completely outclassed by England. Completely outclassed. So if you're looking at Aidan Gleeson for a new era, it certainly doesn't look like it's happening.
I don't know. I think that's unfair when you look at the level of opposition that we're playing against. We've played against the second and the third in the world in the last week, and we've only conceded 3 goals. For where Ireland are at, that's actually pretty impressive.
No, but when you look at numbers, that's not really fair, because England took the foot off the pedal.
I actually don't think they did.
I watched the closing stages of that match, and we were scrambling and they were majestic.
I actually don't think England were majestic towards the latter stage. I think Serena Wiegmann made too many changes to that side. The only clear-cut chance that England had in that second half was Fran Kirby's shot on goal, and she hit it straight at Courtney Brosnan. If she had put it either side, definitely it would have been a goal. I think that we weren't scrambling so much as we don't have the sort of quality that England have. I do think Aidan Gleeson has brought in a new era in that she has built on from what Vera Pauw brought in. So Vera Pauw, I don't think, would have played as aggressively against England in the first half as we did. I was at the game in France and also at the game in the Aviva against England, and we have a habit of starting off very slowly in the first half, but also that first half against England, we played more positively than I ever saw us play under Vera Pauw.
Now, we've League of Ireland action as well. I suppose pick of the bunch is Shells and Bows. That's happening at tonight, 1945, at Talca Park. And Rovers, the two Rovers, Sligo and Shamrock, having a go.
That should be a good one. Shells Bowes, definitely the pick of the bunch. A really good interview Owen Shahan did with Damien Duff went out last night on Off the Ball. So I definitely recommend people picking that up. He made a bit of fun of Owen, which is very entertaining. We keep teasing it. He was saying he was sitting too close to him and he wasn't sure if he was too comfortable with that. So it'd be a nice build up if anyone's looking for it for tonight.
Very good. Kathleen McNamee from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.